Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Strong Man podcast, sharing up a bear class of man. And today, we wanted to thank you. Thank you for being here with us.
Celebrate good times. Today, come on.
As you're listening to this today, this is the end of our second year. Woo! Season two is done. We're moving into season three. 2 years of podcasting at this point, going into year three. And we have had so much happen.
Oh my God.
It has been an absolute roller coaster. We have gained, we have lost, we have learned, we have made stupid mistakes. We've made huge leaps in content, in just the quality and what we're doing. And I think something that's the most important is when we started this, we were excited to get one episode done. We were looking,
oh gosh, yes,
like, can we do 3 episodes? Oh, holy crap, we did 3. Can we make it to 21? Because when we first started, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but when we first started the show, I was, you know, just pouring into, you know, research on how to start a podcast and what all goes into that and everything. And I was researching, you know, podcast burnout. And I saw a statistic that said 90% of podcasts fail before their third episode, or like on their third episode. And 90% of that 10% that remained failed before their 21st episode. So to make it to 21 episodes, you are the 10% of the 10%. And so that was our goal. That was our dream for a long time. And, you know, when we started this, we were talking about just, you know, the only education that we had been able to do, the only outlet we had was teaching guys like man to man, like whether that was, you know, a small group of people, a fire team, a squad, whatever. And we're at the point to where we have literally thousands of people listening to us on this platform, which is just astounding.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to believe.
I personally never thought we'd ever get to this point, let alone do this by the end of year two.
I had dreams, don't get me wrong, but
I know
to see it, to live it is crazy.
Yeah.
And so with all of that, with all that growth, with all the new faces, right, we wanted to take today to reintroduce ourselves, because we've had a lot of growth and we've had a lot of refocusing. We've had a lot of, you know, a lot of shift and refinement, and we've had a lot of people come and go, and we've had a lot of people stay. And we realized that maybe, you know, you've seen a month's worth of content, or you've seen our Instagram posts, or you've heard, you know, our Instagram reels on YouTube or on IG or wherever. And you're like, oh, these guys sound pretty cool. But, you know, what, you know, who are these guys? What are, you know, what are they about? And so we wanted to take today, this episode, to hash that out. So we are the Hard Time Strong Men. We're a podcast. We're a company. We are, you know, two brothers who met in the Army way back when, our unit. We served together in Texas, then in Afghanistan. And we have a passion for preparedness, for community, for family, and for education. And so we're using that passion. We are driving that forward to try to reach and try to impact as many people as we possibly can. So
right. A vast majority of what we're teaching are, a lot of this is skills that we picked up while we're in the Army. A lot of it's skills that we picked up, you know, outside, whether it be field craft or, you know, camping or, you know, homesteading, any of that stuff. We're trying to figure out a way to holistically approach this and make it understandable for the common person, you know. Right. Bob and Susie down the block need to be able to process and apply this the same way a 30-year special forces veteran would be able to, you know?
Right. And that same veteran should be able to do all the things that, you know, some freaking country kid, you know, down the way can. We made the joke quite a bit on the podcast, but, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make y'all back into like the 12-year-old kid from the 1800s who could shoot and sew and build and, you know, do animal husbandry and gardening and everything else. We're, you know, like you said, we're trying to take a holistic approach, right? So we're taking soldiering, we're taking, you know, medical care, community, homesteading, gardening, you know, auto mechanics,
shooting, communication,
what else?
Land nav.
Shoot, move, communicate, land nav, you know, like all these different things. What we already said, fieldcraft. I fell off the wagon there, but we're trying to take all these things and we're trying to, you know, break that down into a digestible, entertaining, you know, content that you can directly apply to whatever you're doing. Because
I mean, at least you fell off the wagon in a non self-destructive way.
Give it time. Rising tide raises all ships, right? So the better that we can make the lowest common denominator, the better everyone, you know, everyone's going to be better off. So
I want to mention that the overall why we're doing this is if you haven't been living under a rock, you've been seeing what's happening in the news. There's a lot of things going on, whether it's inflation, political, social unrest. This is no longer a thing
good times
that we don't have to deal with on our own shores. You know, this isn't something that's happening in, you know, Afghanistan,
somewhere else,
you know, Mali. Yeah. This is not happening overseas. This is actually happening in our own backyards. This is happening down the street from a lot of people. We had protests here just the other week.
Yeah.
Thank God I wasn't out there. Thank God I wasn't out there with my daughter, but that's why we're doing this. You know, we're trying to teach you guys same skills. Right. So our name is Hard Times Strongman Podcast. It's derived from the saying, you know, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. So we're teaching you that despite this being a hard time, we want you to be strong men. And we're trying to figure out holistically how to make sure that we break the cycle in its entirety. We want strong men to remain, even though we're having good times. But the problem is we got to get to those good times. And we have to be prepared for if they don't come.
Well, the thing is that we are in hard times and we're here to make strong men.
Correct.
It's our job to make good times. Right. But you need to be strong to do that. So, you know, yes, we are seeing unrest. Yes, we are seeing, you know, the destruction of the dollar, debt, the destruction of the family system, all this stuff, right, that holistically is tearing everything down. So you need to be able to weather this. So, yes, that is where we get our name. That is where we get our mission. Right. So our job, our mission, the job is to train up a better class of man. So we believe that through training, through discipline, through learning these skills, through doing these things, we're making everybody better. Right. That's the hope. That's what, you know, the whole reason for it is that's the mission. But the why, you know, our principles, what actually drives us is to stay in the fight. When we first started this, that was very much centered on, you know, our infantry background, you know, on a martial fighting context. But as we have grown as men, I've realized that that isn't just for, you know, fighting battles or fighting wars. Staying in the fight, that's for everything. Because when you are passive, when you, lay down or give up. And the little things, the big things fail too. Right. So we're talking about staying in the fight, fight for your development. Fight for your development. Fight for your
family.
Make a 1%. I was going to say, you know, make that 1% increase every single day into something. Get better at something. Grow. Right. So fight for yourself. Fight for your family. All right. Fight to keep your family together. Fight to make your family stronger. Fight to protect your family in, you know, into the future. All right. Fight for your community. You know, keep fighting, you know, in everything. And when you start to see that, when you don't quit on that, when you don't quit on the little things, that's when you're going to make the biggest impact. Because people see that.
Right. Our big thing was we wanted to be mentally tough, physically strong, morally straight. This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarter since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strong Men Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire.
And now a word from our newest sponsor, Granite Rifle Group. Granite Rifle Group is a precision rifle company owned and operated by a USMC veteran. You've probably heard him on our show.
Granite offers turnkey rifle solutions built around your field use with plug-and-play upgrades available to tailor your rifle for your specific needs. GRG offers simple rifle kits or complete custom builds available to suit every need, from the weekend target shooter or hunter to the long-range precision rifleman.
Granite Rifle Group is all about putting high-quality precision rifles into the hands of Americans to extend the reach of the American rifleman. And when you use the code STRONGMEN at checkout, you'll get 6.9% off your order. Nice.
Check them out at graniterifelgroup.com or find them on Instagram at granite_rifle_group_LLC. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Like, yes, physically tough. You got to be able to fight. But there's also the other aspects of daily life. You know, you have to be a husband, father, a wife, a mother, a sister, a brother, an uncle, whatever, you know, your family label is, you still have things that you have to deal with. Not only that, you work, you know, you have friends, you got to be able to balance all that stuff. That's also part of the fight. And even in all of that, you still have to keep your values, your integrity. That's the fight. And it is a hard fight for a lot of people, us included.
Yeah. Well, and it is a fight, because if you give up on it, then you're going to suffer. The people around you are going to suffer, right? So like you said, physically tough. So you need to be strong. If you're fat, you're going to die. Thanks, Grantham. You know, fight
for zombie land.
It's easy. It's easy to not go to the gym, to not eat well, to not do the things that you know that you should be doing. But you have to fight against yourself in that. Your mental health, right? So mentally strong, it is easy to let life get you down. It is easy to let words get to you or let your situation get to you. It's hard to accept that, man, you can just have a bad day, but you can start again tomorrow. It's hard to have that mentality. It's hard to try again, to be new every single day, and to, you know, seek out those struggles, to seek out that conflict so you can get better. It's hard to fall, or it's easy to fall into despair. We're talking about, you know, morally straight. So spiritually well, you know, your heart. It's easy to be led astray by, you know, whatever, you know, blows your way. You know, it's hard. It is a fight to keep your values, to keep your principles, to have your non-negotiables, to have your hill to die on. But I can't think of a better reason for us to be here. than to encourage you in that fight.
Yes. If we can just get you guys to learn one thing out of each episode, we've done our job.
And we even want just to encourage
everyone else,
but we're still here.
Yeah.
That you can continue regardless.
Right. Yeah. And if you teach someone else that one thing, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Like,
it's a domino effect. Well, and what's even better than that is we're taking this huge, you know, wide scope, right? That's by design. That's why we're doing all this, right? This holistic view. But I think if we can even like just get across the idea that you should know this stuff, that you shouldn't put yourself in boxes. Oh, that's not my wheelhouse. I don't need to know how to do that. You get rid of that crap. You know, you need to know all this stuff. So if we can get that across, if we can get that mindset, like, dude, that's a good day. That's a job well done in and of itself.
The whole reason we do that is, and to borrow a phrase from the company 30 seconds out, no one is coming to save you. It's up to you. You know, it's up to us.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't count on someone else coming to save you. You need to be your own first responder.
1,000%.
You need to be your own asset. Because, to be honest with you, everyone else out there, you need to consider a liability. Like, you are your biggest fan. You are your biggest supporter.
Well, not even just for yourself, but think about your family, right? So if you are married, if you have children, who are they going to look to in times of trouble?
Right.
They're probably looking at you, right? What's your answer going to be? If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will, you know?
Yeah, that's motivation right there.
Yeah, you need to be ready for your family.
Right. So, getting away from, you know, that almost doom and gloom aspect. Guys, you mentioned it earlier. We've got a new logo.
New logo, who dis?
New logo.
The original logo.
Who dis?
The original logo I put together. I put together this one too, but we collabed.
We did.
But the original logo, it's the stag head. So we were Jaeger Platoon. Yeah, for that. And then I threw in the tactical mission graphic for Attack by Fire. Because it's cool.
Yeah.
Now, after 2 years of growth, we need to have a visual representation of who we are, what we do, and we need to narrow that focus. And we need that to be kind of our calling card. So we kept our stag, which I love. We solidified our color scheme. And we have, you said it was like a Templar cross in the middle.
Yeah, kind of in a way.
Acronym, our time's strong men. So everyone will know what that is. You want to talk about that a little bit? Mm-hmm. I guess that went to like the mission, like you were saying.
So, yeah. So I loved the idea of bringing in the cross just because, you know, we're not calling ourselves crusaders, but the idea of a crusade is you're fighting for your beliefs, right? The cross itself is battered because this fight is hard. You know, you weather the storm on a daily basis. You're in the fight and it is going to take pieces out of you. And that's what we wanted the cross to symbolize. Like, it is rough. It is battered. It is almost broken. But
it's still there.
But it's still there. Exactly. It's still there. And of course, we have our hard times, strong men, to symbolize the fact that it is, you know, not just us, but it is all of you in every
collective,
in every aspect of this. We're there and you guys are with us.
I love it. Yeah. So, coming on year three, we have
year three.
A lot of big dreams. We've had a lot of big dreams for a long time, but I feel like we're finally in a place to where we can start acting on that. So we have been solidifying our curriculum, if you will. We've been working on trying to flesh out our content to where we are more well-rounded in our different disciplines, what we're trying to, the information we're trying to convey, the lessons we're trying to teach. We've been trying to solidify our curriculum. We've been trying to solidify, I guess, kind of like a tier system for how we introduce different concepts and different levels of difficulty in that content, so that we can bring y'all along together with us, so we can start, learning bigger, better things. We're bringing on subject matter experts in their given fields, and we'll start applying that tier system with them as well, so we can start really digging into some good content. But also, it's about time we got some merch. So Six needs to figure that out. We're working on PDF files. We've had that in the works for quite a while, but we have narrowed our focus to where I feel like we can get a lot of really great content in a more digestible format. So that is in the works, along with the book, which I am very excited about. I think we only mentioned that on the Patreon so far.
Yeah, but I think so.
But we are working on a book. We have no ETA on that. I doubt it will be ready through this year, but it is going to be one of our big focuses on extra content, because I've not heard of someone doing what we're doing with this book before. So the idea that I had with this book is I want to write a interesting, compelling story that's going to be easy to read, but also tricks you into learning things. So in this book, I'm going to put our personas into horrible situations, and then because of hindsight and because I'm writing the book, they're going to get out of it. But when they get out of it, they're going to teach you stuff in easily digestible ways in, different applications and concept, or in applications and situations, applications that I think will be useful. That also gives us the option to throw in graphics and, other stuff that'll help you learn. So all that wrapped into a fun story, I think will be really, really cool, really interesting. So I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah. And as far as the merch, it's been a long time coming. Honestly, we kind of want to get our symbol out there. And that's part of the reason why we did a new one, because
that's why we made it, I think.
We really did. Because we wanted to refine ourselves in this podcast. And now that we've refined our logo, I think it's time we put it out there. So we're still mulling over exactly what we want to do, but, obviously sticker packs, we're going to be working with our sponsors. I love it. I'm glad we've gotten to this point.
Blackbeard.
We're going to be working with our sponsors.
Firestarter and Grand Rifle Group.
Yep. Blackbeard, Firestarter, and Grand Rifle Group. Great guys. Absolutely great guys. Love working with these guys. They're so knowledgeable in their fields. They're great personalities. They're great to have on the show, honestly.
Hashtag good people.
Good people. Good people. But yeah, we want to do sticker packs. We're mulling over hats. We're mulling over t-shirts. We're mulling over flags, because who wouldn't want to have an awesome flag, hanging in their home gym in the garage. I'm gonna rock one behind me when I'm doing podcasting. I'm down for it. Hell, I'll even rock a Hard Time Strongman hat out in public.
Hell yeah. I mean, I would hope that you would. It's yours.
Yeah. If you see me out in the wild, if you see somebody with a hat on, it'll be very distinguishable. Go up, say hi. I don't care. I'll talk to anybody.
If you get a Hard Time Strongman logo tattoo with proof, you will get free Patreon for life.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and go on record.
Yep. I don't think anybody would go to anything that crazy, but if you do, we love you. And
please don't do that. If you do, I love it. Much appreciated. OG.
Oh my God. But
all right, how about this? If you get a tattoo of the Hard Time Strongman new logo, then Six has to get one as well. So sweeten the deal.
I don't know if my wife would let me go through with that.
Don't tell her. Be a man.
I have a very healthy fear of my wife, and you should too. There's a reason I married a Sicilian. They may talk with their hands, but they also talk with shotguns. Yeah, it's happy 3 years. You know, we are walking into our third year. We're glad you're here with us.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying in the fight with us. You know, this was just a happy little hobby that we started. We don't care if there's one or two people listening, but we're happy to have the thousands of you that are here.
But to know that this is reaching thousands from not just the US, but all over the world is so humbling. Because I said in the beginning, like, just the reach of it is, you know, insane to me.
Yeah.
And just
the last time I checked the heat map. Yeah, the last I checked the heat map too on where the downloads are, we're on every continent except Antarctica. And it's only a matter of time before those guys down there pick up our broadcast.
Yeah.
And I love it.
But just to think that our reach is like that, when I was happy just talking to four or five guys at a time.
Yeah.
Teaching them just simple stuff. And now to talk about so much more to so many more people, it's a really humbling opportunity.
It is. So. Makes me want to do better too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if we continue to do better, to keep, you know, driving that 1% every single time, every single week, every month, every year, that we're going to make something truly special. So
yeah,
thank you guys for being a part of it. As always, you know, reach out to us. We are always available. I, you know, personally, or Six personally, replies to every DM we get. We, you know, you can email us, you can reach out our Discord. Our Discord is growing. You know, we're getting a lot of subject matter experts in their respective fields on there. We're getting a lot of really great conversations going, some TGGs rolling, just a lot of cool stuff going on there. Our Patreon patrons, thank you. You help keep the lights on.
Yes. Thank you guys.
That is where you can find content that is nowhere else. We are soon going to be uploading some bloopers, some patron only episodes that can't be found anywhere else. That's where you'll find our show notes for the episodes, free for the public. Obviously, it's a backup for our Patreon. If you don't find that on normal streaming platforms, you can find it there, along with all of the show notes and images for our respective episodes. So just more content head that way. But you got anything else, man?
Big thank you. Big thank you to all you guys. Big thank you to patrons, our Discord groupies, our sponsors, Blackbeard, Granite. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Our families. Oh my God. The support that we've gotten from our families through all this. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it would not be possible if we didn't have the support that we did. So
yes,
huge shout out to our families, our friends, everyone that helps make this, you know, keeps this rolling, everybody who helps keep the light on. I truly believe this is something really special, and I think that we're going to see a lot of growth this year. So
yeah, stay tuned next time, guys. Bigger and better things.
Absolutely. Until next time, guys, we are the Hard Time Strongman podcast, cheering up a bear class of man. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon. Our Patreon, outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations, and along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery, these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.